This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. My team of next-level tax experts can help you find a new way to do your taxes and a strategy to get top results. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
That's the one thing that I found most encouraging with the Golden State Warriors is it feels like for the last year and a half, we have spent a lot of time talking about games they should have won. Oh, man, you know, they were 46 and 36 last year, but, I mean, they should have won 50. They threw away games. Well, this year, since Jimmy Butler's arrived, I don't think they've thrown away any games. Yeah. I thought Dallas played a great game that night. They beat the Warriors, and then they lose again. Game to Philadelphia without Jimmy Butler. So, look, all signs are pointing in an upward direction for this team right now, and the only question that remains is how far can they go?
Yeah, and, you know, tell me if I'm doing too much here, Stoddy, and who they'll draw in the first round. But again, if they somehow revert back to what you were talking about yesterday, good teams beat the teams they're supposed to, and you're right, they're mastering that, and we're watching it. But somehow, if they're a part of that cockamamie play-in game again, Stoddy, and that's why the incentive and urgency is already there. I feel like the playoffs have already started, but I'm enticed to see who they get the first round.
Who do you want?
I would like Memphis. I think.
Because you're scared?
No.
See, that's the one thing I think. I do think it's kind of funny. And I put you on the spot there.
Because physically they're imposing, but I don't think they got the I got to be careful here. The team IQ, team-wide to where they could take the Warriors to the shed four out of seven games.
Yeah, I wonder.
I could be wrong.
I wonder if Warrior fans are starting to think that way in terms of the better or the best matchup in the postseason. Listen, if I were a Warrior fan, I'd still be scared of Denver. I just would. I think they're a great team. They seem to be putting it together again, and I think they got the best player in the league. So Denver scares me a little. The Lakers, not really sure what to make of the Lakers. Obviously, they have Luka and LeBron James, who's likely going to be healthy in a week or so. But I don't know what to make of them right now. Memphis, I got to agree. I mean, I think everybody would want Houston, ideally.
No doubt.
I don't think you're going to be able to get Houston. But if you can't get Houston, Memphis makes a lot of sense to be the other team you want to get. The thing about Memphis is they... It feels like they've been knocking on the Warriors' door for a long time. And I'm not talking about championship door.
Yeah.
But I feel like Memphis has had a couple opportunities to deal with the Warriors, and they've just never been able to do it. And
well, maybe, one time in the play-in game, they sent the Warriors home here, remember?
That game doesn't exist. Remember, I don't even think their stats on that. I'll tell you what, I'll give you 2 hours to find that box score.
Yeah,
I wonder if you could even find it. But no, I think Memphis would, that series was, That series will get
interesting. Donnie, and they've grown up, then they're a problem. I just don't know if they've done that.
Yeah,
and it starts with Ja.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I kind of hope in a way they haven't grown up, because then that's a series that's going to be a free-for-all. There'll be ejections. There'll be technical fouls.
Jaren Jackson Jr. is a load, man. On a good day, he's a bad boy.
Who guards Ja Morant?
I mean, I feel like I could run pods at him. Like I'm not scared when you say that. You know what I mean? Like, I know Ja, he's not Allen Iverson.
No, he's better.
Well, but
I'm kidding.
Yeah, we could start pods on him. Moody.
See, to me, that's where Kuminga could come in, with a guy like Ja Morant. If he can keep Morant in front of him, then that's to me how Kuminga can ensure he'll play, and he'll play a lot. Because I'll tell you right now, if you told Steve Kerr that Kuminga could stay in front of Morant
and
just do with Morant what kind of Klay Thompson used to do with Harden, or even Kevon Looney when he got switched up on him on Harden, if he could just be that type of defender, then I think we got a ball game with not only Kuminga but with the team, because you start having a player that can turn the other team's best scorer into a volume guy, I think it just gives you a lot better chance.
Yeah, and I really need to slow my jets now, but rest in peace to the great David Stern. But if I were to put the David Stern hat on, I know Silver's in charge now, Steiny, and look at the league and what series I feel like the league and the world needs, it's L.A. Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. And whenever that, like, I need that. I want that. Injected in my veins.
You ever heard of the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
You can't always get what you want.
That's my life.
I think the Warrior fans would take a title without having to play the Lakers in a seven-game series.
Luka, Bron, and Steph sending Bron home again.
I think the Warriors have a better shot at beating the Lakers than the Denver Nuggets.
Let me tell you about Denver.
You better be careful.
And I'm not disrespecting.
You better be careful.
If you tell me we're getting a Jamal Murray that was reminded me of D-Wade in when they went up against Dallas years ago, then I'm petrified. But I watch them. A lot of guys stand around. You can let Joker go get 50. But it's the others, the Michael Porter Juniors, the Browns of the world. And I'm not saying they can't get it done, but my fear factor on Denver is kind of, you know what? I don't know.
Well, I think you should wise up a little bit, because they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Give it to me.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. They're 16-3 over their last 19. I'm sorry, 15-4 over their last 19.
That's nice. I get it to you.
I mean, the one thing I always say about Denver is, like, they're always going to have the best player on the floor. And, you know, that can change a series, although the Warriors with two pretty good players right now, and they have more than that, but with Curry and Butler, who knows?
What if told you I want my best player on the floor to be able to have the ball in his hands more often than the big, depending on getting it? I know Jokic could bring it up, but I don't envision him bringing it up every time down. So I feel like the guard has the advantage of, you know what, I got the ball. I'm controlling it where it goes. It's the Jokic just kind of dependent on other guys getting it to him. Not that they can't.
I mean, throw it 10 feet in the air and he goes and catches it. Yeah. And he can keep guys off him. I mean, think about, like, what Denver does a lot. They just put Jokic between the foul line and the top of the key, and he just plants there.
He's incredible.
And then they just throw it to his outside shoulder, and he squares up, and now all of a sudden he's 18 feet from the basket. That's just me.
Aaron Gordon does scare me. He is really he's a load, man.
What about Michael Porter Jr.?
Yeah. No, he's got all the talent in the world, but he's up and down.
If you had to rank the possible opponents, let's go OKC, L.A., Denver, Memphis. Let's put Houston to the side. Who's the team you want to see least of those four?
I would say L.A.
Okay, I would say Denver. What about the next toughest?
The team I wouldn't want to see, I would go OKC.
I would go OKC too. I think the Warriors
just from a,
I think the Warriors would have a better chance to beat the Lakers than OKC.
But the Isaiah Joes, the Dorts of the world, like, are they gonna? It's not SGA. Are
well, you haven't named any of their best four players yet.
I just named Chet, but still, like, are they gonna come to the party?
Well, they have a pretty good point guard.
Yeah,
and
he's a bad.
He might be the MVP of the league. I mean, he's been unbelievable.
Yeah. You can't give it to Joker every year.
But now the Warriors, the Warriors, for whatever reason, have done well against Oklahoma City this year. But I don't know. I saw someone on ESPN. There are a lot of people that think Oklahoma City's beatable. They might be, but I don't see how you can just say that.
Yeah.
And I throw it out. Oh, they're young. Well, they won 57 games last year.
Yeah, they did.
And they won a round. And so, you know, to me, the natural progression for a team like Oklahoma City is to make it to at least the Western Conference Finals, to win two rounds. But, you know, the postseason's different, and maybe they'll discover that their team may need to make an adjustment or two or a tinker here and there to become a championship-level team. But I think they're really good.
Yeah, and it's only because they're 53-12. I feel like people are like, you know what? You guys are making a mockery out of it. It's not this easy. So I feel like the last step for OKC is to go Nike, right? Just do it. And people are like, all right, show us, because you're making it seem like it's not this easy. And I think, you know, that'll come in with a ball. Just feel a little bit heavier, you know, with a bright shine, a little bit lighter. So do you think going to OKC, not from a Warrior standpoint, on the road is daunting? Like, it ain't the old Garden. It ain't, you know, Chase Center. So, like, it can be, but show me.
I mean, careful what you wish for. That's all I'm saying. I mean, that's a team they're deep.
Yeah.
They're athletic. If you ask me what would get them beat, yes. I think experience could be something that
they got their feet wet last year.
That gets them beat. Yeah. But you know what? Their youth might also win them a series or two. All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have some Warrior players dropping by on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're live at Chase Center. Golden State Warriors wrapping up practice. And as soon as that practice wraps up, their brilliant president of communications, or whatever his title is today, will start bringing in some players. We're expecting Buddy Hield. We're expecting Kevon Looney, GP2, Moses Moody, and none other than the chef.
Yeah.
You're going to call him that. Try to play it straight.
That's your way of saying you're excited.
I am.
I'm here for
you. No, I am. Yeah. Well, now that you just dropped dime on me, I don't be radio mad, but I got to share with the listeners what you said 5 minutes before the show. It just shows your human side.
I don't know if I want. Go ahead. Yeah.
You said you were a little nervous.
Yeah. I don't know. I was nervous. Yeah.
How come? Here's what you got to understand about radio and where you're at your career right now.
Well,
a player such as Moses Moody, what's he been in the league, 3-4 years?
That's my guy.
I mean, he knows who you are more than you know who he is.
Last time we had him on, he was a rookie. We were doing commercial. Everybody was...
I see Moody being nervous.
What word am I looking for? No, that we were all... You guys were acting all stuck up. Nobody was talking. I said, hey, Moody, who's your favorite rapper? And then looked at me as if I went through his wallet. But he goes, Tupac.
So you said
Whitley's dog's name, Tupac. Yeah, I remember.
You said, and you also talked to.
Who do we
have? Oh, you had a big conversation with Jordan Poole about hair.
Yeah,
I believe.
Monte and I. Yeah, the Butters, he called them.
I'm trying to think who else. And then we had Hield on earlier this year, who just said, wow, a lot of good energy in this room.
He hadn't met
me at that point, so that's why he said there was a lot of positive energy.
But the best was Iguodala. When he was telling his handler, he was like, we got to go. And he's like, I'm having having fun. We kept it like 25 minutes.
You know, he said, you know, the thing about me is I kind of do what I want.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
He was the original maybe Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Quite frankly. By the way, thanks to Raymond Ritter and R.C. Davis here at the Golden State Warriors. They just brought us up some Gott's Roadside Burgers, and your boy needed one. I didn't have my normal breakfast sandwich.
I've never seen you hungry like that.
Oh, my God. I didn't have my normal breakfast sandwich. This morning. Of course, Gott's Roadside, located right outside Chase Center.
Things good at home?
With who?
Well,
oh, yeah.
The sandwich.
She had to leave the house early today.
I'm just checking on my boy.
I know. Yeah, I usually have a breakfast sandwich, but today I didn't. Gott's Roadside, right outside Chase Center. And I'll tell you what. That was inhaled in 4.5 minutes. No condiments.
There you go.
Just a burger, a piece of cheese, and absolutely nice soft bun.
As Biggie Smalls would say, Stoney, it was
juicy. That's inappropriate, whoever's back there.
Well, that's Rosado, your boy.
All right, Warriors play the Sacramento Kings tomorrow right here at Chase Center. That's the one thing that I've noticed that's been coming through the TV screen, too. The Warriors aren't the only thing that's exciting. The building's getting exciting too.
Man.
It feels like the fans have a new energy too.
Yeah, and how can you not, right? Because you talked about what we all endured. That might be too strong, but what we all watched early on, and we didn't know where this thing was going, and it was on the board on the Warriors maybe not making the playoffs, and now all of a sudden it has that Oracle vibe, Chase. And what do you give me for this, Donnie? Because you were talking about who's coming in tomorrow in the Kings, and I'm looking forward to seeing them. But what if I told you I feel like every game the Warriors are playing themselves in a sense? They're obviously they're working on that Jason Bourne identity, and you know, we got to get up and running because you just asked me, you know, Goo, who do you want in the West or whatnot? And I'm rolling the dice, being proactive by when that time does come, this team will be, you know, gone through its puberty. I keep going to that. Like, it'll be whole. It'll know what it is. No questions mark, barring no injuries. But what if I told you when I watch them, I feel like they're playing themselves?
I would disagree with that. Just for radio sense, but I don't think it's that. I don't think we know they're that good yet, where if they play a certain way, they can beat anybody. When they had Durant, they had so much room for error. Like, that's kind of what I thought, is you're not going to beat the Warriors. They're going to beat themselves. I'm not sure that they are the best team in basketball. So if they're not the best team in basketball, they have less wiggle room than that team. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, to me and the rest of the regular season, it is more about them than their opponent, because I think they have to continue to establish whatever their strengths are and continue to work on their weaknesses. But you know, I'm not crazy enough to think that the Warriors could possibly make the playoffs and get beaten 5, and then. Then
right.
You got to figure out where you go from there. I mean, that is the one part about the schedule that I think is fair, is, yeah, they've done everything you wanted them to do. They beat everybody you've wanted them to beat. Now they're going to face a few more teams that are elite.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do they do against those teams?
Yeah, and I want to take you back, Stoney, because I remember a few years back, and it's nowhere near the same, people, before you come for me, but I'll never forget that Sunday night Clay made his return against Cleveland in the same building. So the Kuminga return is not that at all, but it is a return that we're all waiting on. Stoney, I just, and it's kind of unfair to ask you, but how many games do you think out of the 17 it will take for him to be back or them to be back and be like, okay, we got every question answered? Or in a crazy way, could this possibly still kind of creep into the playoffs?
Are you talking about Kuminga?
Yeah, Kuminga, and just everybody complete and feel like, you know what, we're ready to go.
All right, you want me unfiltered right now?
Always.
Wow.
Well, yeah, Evan, help me out here.
All right, it's going to sound
harsh.
Don't get
into trouble now.
I don't care about Kuminga. I care about the Warriors.
And that was a Warrior question.
If Jonathan Kuminga
can add something,
great. If he can't, we'll roll with what we've got. And please don't interpret that as I don't think Kuminga's going to whatever. Mm-hmm. I am just so much more focused on what they're doing right now. And people may take offense to this. I feel like the Jonathan Kuminga they're getting back, a nice role player. That's what they're going to, because is he going to be, how can he be more of a role player than Butler or Steph? And he left here as like a first or second option. I mean, Steve Kerr said it himself. In fact, let's take a listen to this one again. This is HH38 about the offense before Kuminga left and now what it'll look like tomorrow night.
I think that in his last couple of weeks, we were really running a lot of things through him because Jimmy wasn't here yet. And now that Jimmy's here, look, Jimmy's one of the best players in the league. He's proven it. As soon as he got here, we started winning. So we're going to run through Jimmy Butler and we're going to run through Steph Curry. And so what that requires of JK is to be settling into a role to support those guys. And that's slightly different. And that's just something that he's going to have to adapt to.
Oh, I get that. And Stoney, Kerr don't need me to fix his words. He said it, but what if I told you it's a little more than slightly? That's a
slightly
different for JK. I think that's majorly different.
Well, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
He said slightly. I get it, Coach, but I'm like, man.
I mean, the one thing about Kuminga over the course of his career is I feel like he's been put in every position. He started at times. He's come off the bench at times. He's had a big role at times. Sometimes he doesn't play enough. And so the one thing, and I'll chalk this up as a positive, is whatever they're going to ask him to do, I guarantee you it's going to be something that they've asked him to do in the past that he's been able to do at times. So I'm a firm believer in it's all up to Jonathan Kuminga.
I get you.
I mean, he's going to carve out a role on this team from here on out, or he's not, but the bus is moving.
Right.
And you can't stop for one player, whether it's Kuminga or whether it's Pajemski.
Yeah.
Pajemski, I don't know if I think he's still a game time decision for tomorrow, but you know, they're gonna have to play games without Pajemski. I guarantee you Draymond, Steph, and Butler won't play all 17 games coming home.
Yeah.
So they're gonna have to win some games maybe without one or two of them. But
I hear you.
The only thing I'm worried about with Kuminga, it has nothing to do with his state of mind. It just has to do with his experience. And now he's coming back to another new situation, and he's a young player, and they gotta milk him for everything they can in a way that helps the team.
Nothing better than
simple.
Talent, but more talent.
Yeah, although when you have a lot of talent, then you need role players. Then you need grit and grime, if you will. All right. Coming up on the other side, we're going to have guys filtering in here, no doubt about it. Practice winding down the hall. Stein and Guru joining you from Chase Center. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body and Life Source Water Systems.
It was clear.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to Chase Center in downtown San Francisco. Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. And Warriors wrapping up practice as we speak. We will be joined momentarily by a bunch of Warrior players. Buddy Hield, Gary Payton II, Moses Moody. Come on, Looney always gets it done. And, of course, none other than Steph Curry. I don't know what order. We're going to be playing a little read and react. But as soon as we have guys come in here, we will put them on the air. And we will start talking Warrior basketball with the guys who actually play it. A couple reminders. If you want to watch these interviews, once guys start filtering in here, you can do that on YouTube. Just search for 95.7 The Game stream. And if you want to watch these interviews that are going to be coming up momentarily with Steph and the guys, you can certainly do that. And we would encourage you to do that. A lot of fun. And then secondly, tomorrow night, the Golden State Warriors play the Sacramento Kings. The game is at Chase Center. Guru and I will be out at Public Market Emeryville.
Yeah.
Okay. Emeryville for a watch party. They got a big screen out there and lots of food and beverages. We're going to be out there having fun. So the bottom line is come join us. We'd love to see you out there.
Yeah. Am I a TV snob? I get invited places, and the first thing I say is, and I tell the missus, find out what type of screen they have. Like, Stoney, I'm a snob, man. It's got to be TV screen. It's got to be nice now. LED.
Okay, I didn't know what you meant. Yeah. I thought, okay. No, that's...
What did you think I meant?
I thought you meant, am I a TV snob because I need to look perfect on TV and YouTube?
Come on,
but that's what I thought you meant. Nah. But no, it's...
You got to have a screen.
You're not a snob if you want to watch the Warriors in the most crystal clear manner as possible.
And that'll be tomorrow night.
Yes. Against the Sacramento Kings. And don't forget, you can hear all the action right here on 95.7 The Game. Tim Roy on the call with Tom Tolbert.
Yeah.
Tom Tolbert. And by the way, Tim Roy having another good year.
Yeah, did you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the man.
I mean,
he's a legend.
He's been solid.
I got it.
Tolbert's been solid. Yeah. And, you know, let me tell you something about Tim Roy. He's one of these guys who,
tell us.
You catch one of his games in February, you don't know whether the team's 20-40. Or 40-20.
That's a pro. That's the job.
Although I will say this, when you listen to him now, you do know the team's doing pretty well. You can hear it in his voice. So, Tim, Roy doing a great job as always. Moses Moody and Brandon Pajemski, Jonathan Kuminga and Quentin Post are the younger players on this team. And that's another thing to keep an eye on as the season winds down. The games are going to get more important. These guys are going to be playing in more high-stakes games. Two things. How do they react to it? How do they play under those circumstances? And then B, how does Steve Kerr coach them in games that maybe have more importance than the games did the first 2 months of the season?
Yeah, I agree, Stoney. And you brought up Moody, and it just stuck with me, man. And he's been not a divisive topic on the show, but you and I have gone 15 rounds, you know, over the years about one Moses Moody. And I'm not putting you on blast because there's nothing to put you on blast about. But what's been the biggest change, would you say, in Moses Moody's game? Because I've always, and a lot of people have, wanted to see more of him. And I thought, you know, in the short stints that we saw him, that was enough for me to go back to the lab and be like, man, if he could somehow get more minutes, he can be what he is now. Just talk to us, because I know you never said he was bad, but what's been your biggest, like, he shocked me.
You're not going to like this, and you're going to think that it's a backhanded compliment, but it's not. His role has become less expansive. And I say ditto for Pajemski, too. Pajemski was a different player when he came back, and I think he's even more of a different player playing with Jimmy Butler. I just think when, you know, Moses Moody is still a young player in this league. When he was on this team, before Butler, let's say, got here, and while Jonathan Kuminga was hurt, meaning they missed that scoring option, then you needed Moody to do more. You needed him to score. You needed him to make threes. He needed to defend. You needed to make all the hustle plays. And too much of his game, I felt back then, was determined by whether he shot the ball well or not. And I just think with Butler here and the team starting to all find their roles, he still can do all the same things.
Right.
But there's not the importance of making threes that pretty much determined whether he played well or he didn't play well. All right, here we go. Let's get it started.
Yeah.
Let's get it started right now, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
My man.
Let's get to Gary Payton II. Gary Payton II joining us on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, man?
And what has gotten into you?
You've been hooping.
Coming off a career-high 26.
Just trying to make it easy. That's it, man.
No, those shots you were making were not easy.
They're easy. They're open. I'm open by myself. So just, you know, take your time and knock it down.
I mean, can you feel the difference with Jimmy Butler on the floor, both within your game itself and then the overall context of the team?
Absolutely. And I'm sure you guys see it just like we see it. A lot of things open up. We got another guy that they got to double down in the post, and we got a guy that can double above the perimeter. So it's a lot of open spots, and I just try to find my way into those open spots and make plays.
Now, you're a champion. You know what it's like. You've been to the mountaintop. But GP, it just seems like this team is clicking on and off the court. Is this the most fun you've had since you've been in the league and on this team?
Oh, absolutely. We had some similar funs like this in 2022. But, you know, it's starting to feel like that again, and the game's just becoming easier. Today we had a great practice. Everybody's been locked in, just doing the little things, but simple things, you know. Guys open, just hit them, and they take a shot confidently. And, you know, we just hit the open guy.
I mean, Draymond talked about winning it again, and the one thing he said was, yeah, I've seen it. I know what it looks like, meaning a championship team. You're a champion also. Do you see it? And then specifically, is there any way you could let everybody else know, what is it that you see that maybe we don't?
I'm sure he probably sees it a little bit better. Four against one, as he probably sees it a little bit better, but it definitely has that feel, you know, from 2022. You know, everybody's bought in. Jonathan's not even back yet, so that's the scary part. And once we get him back acclimated and everybody, it's going to be scary, you know. We do the right things, get stops, run out. We got to clean up our little third quarter problems, you know, letting teams back in. But I feel like, you know, we clean that up in the next few weeks, we'll be all right leading into the playoffs.
GP, you scored 26 last game, 4-6 from deep. When I played, I was the dude in high school. I knew how many points I had during the game. But walk us through that like you're just in fuego. Are you knowing, damn, how many do I have? Do you not even think about that, or I'm just letting them fly?
Just letting them fly. But, you know, I haven't been making threes lately, so yeah, I think I know when I'm making threes that it's going to help, you know, the layup. So just being confident, my guys is finding me. Of course, I'm open. Just be confident and shoot them with confidence. Been working all year. At some time, they had to fall, so I'd rather they fall on the backside than early.
Right. You think Guru just asked you essentially, hey, do you count your points?
No, as long as we keep racking them up, it's all good, you know?
I tell you what, you keep scoring 26, it's going to be hard to keep track of it. You know, it's funny, you're wearing a mask now. Brandon wore a mask, he didn't like it. What's been your experience with it?
No, it's fine. You know, the medical staff tries to get me to wear it all the time during practice and whatnot, but it's cool. You know, it takes a little bit of my peripherals away, but right. Other than that, you know, it's fine. I think Loon had one, too. I think it's the most that Drew Yoder's had to deal with mask-wise in a whole career, so we had three of them, but no, it's fine to me. Yeah.
When you talk about the young guys on the team, like the Post, you know, he's emerging, Pods and Santos, Moody, they're all scrapping, and you and Loon have done that. Are you surprised? Does that come from trickle down from you guys? Like, when you're sitting there watching them dudes just get down and dirty, it's like, it's infectious right now.
Absolutely. Draymond does a hell of a job with the big guys, QP especially, him and Jim Lee. Just teaches him every day. He learns and he applies it in the games, and it's showing. Gui, you know, he's from Brazil, so he gets it out of the mud regardless. So I'm not worried about Gui. It's just a matter of time. And Coach, you know, lets everybody be themselves. And Moody, you already know what he's done, and he got, you know, paid for what he's been doing for the last couple of years, and he's grown out to be a great, you know, piece to the starting group and helping us get started. So I really don't. It's not surprising. BP's being BP, you know. He had a little slump, but, you know, he could come back. He's going to get out of it, be himself, and he's going to help us, you know, add another 15, 20 points like Jonathan will.
Love it. One of the things that was kind of a theme the first half of the season before you got Jimmy Butler was Steph needs more help. Steph needs more help. I don't know how much of that you guys hear as his teammate, but I was wondering, you know, if you hear, oh, Steph needs more help, get him number five. He needs a number two, and whatever it is. Does that impact a young player who's one of his teammates to maybe try to do too much?
Yeah, you know, it does, you know, try to put a little pressure on us to, you know, try to relieve the pressure, but also to help that is just making the right play, you know, hit somebody when they're open, set screens for him, just make it easier, be available when teams want to trap him and whatnot, and what Steve's been just telling us is to hit singles, you know, make it simple, no flashiness, no cuteness, no cute stuff, so he just said hit the open guy, and if they collapse, you know, just rotate it, and then turn a good shot into a great shot.
Now, you've invested in a water bottle company called Supplement.
Supplement, yes,
yeah,
yes. Jairus Morris, he's from Philly, out of Philly. He came up with a black-owned water bottle company in COVID year.
Nice.
He created it. And, you know, we're just trying to put on for the culture, you know, hydration meet culture and continue to, you know, with mental health, physical health, you know, and just continue to push that wave because in a couple years, you know, plastic and water bottle, I mean, in glass bottles, you know, probably be gone. So continue to have something with you, keep it on you, and just stay hydrated.
I love it. One of the things I always like to ask a guy is what's going to be the reason you guys do make a big run and what might get you beat?
Turnovers will definitely get us beat. Turnovers will get us beat and not playing the right way. One-on-one ball is not really our style of play. So, like Coach said, you know, we got guys who can attract too. So it makes it easier for everybody. You know, swing, and attack the driveouts. I mean, the closeouts and make plays. We have a lot of playmakers. Like I said, when JK gets back, it's going to be scary. When you got Jimmy down there, you want to double Jimmy, go ahead. JK's coming down full force. If not, you can swing it to Buddy or go to Draymond and he can go with Steph, it's just a lot of options that we can get to out of that. So just continue to play the right way, play within each other and trust each other. And on defense end, get stops, take care of the ball on the offense end and run.
Appreciate it, man.
There it is.
We'll let you go. We got
love
a bunch
guys.
Of guys
love
coming
guys.
In. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Gary Payton the second, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Coming off a career-high 26 against Portland, 11 for 16 from the field, 4 for 6 from three-point range. And the one stat you don't ever have to worry about with him is a defensive stat, because that's what he does, man.
Stoddy, he said they could be scary. Which, hey, like, I agree.
Well,
like,
you've been saying that all year long,
no
since Jimmy Butler.
Oh, man. Yes, sir.
Oh, let me introduce.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about this guy. I don't know him at all. We met one time.
Yeah, we turned up.
But the first thing I want to ask Buddy Hield, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, is where'd your upbeat, positive demeanor come from?
Being an island boy from the Bahamas.
Okay.
That's how you got to make it there, you know, just whether you're just waking up, just good weather, good breeze, good vibes. Learning from my mom, she's always positive. The neighborhood I go around is always upbeat, positive. You know, more you positive, more good energy be around you. And, you know, just follow her footsteps and just follow the right leadership of me just being around the right people. And just knowing that being positive, upbeat, brightens people's day and keeps me going and keeps my surroundings around me going too.
What about when, do you stay upbeat even if you're in a little slump?
Of course you got to. That's a part of being upbeat. You gotta move on to the next shot, next game, next possession. You can't dwell on it. Even though it's in the back of your mind, you just gotta have that positive mindset every time.
Coach Kerr joined our afternoon show, Willard and Dibbs, and he said that Steph Curry said you are one of his favorite teammates of all time. And when I see you, you're always smiling, even if you're hitting or, you know, a little cold or whatnot. But
right.
What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, coming from a guy like him, you know, I'm just here trying to be a sponge and learn from him every day. You know, and I know he goes through a lot on and off the basketball court, just what he's chasing, you know, the season, ups and downs of the season. So I'm just trying to keep that positive light around him, making him smile, making him be a joy every day. Because, no way, man. 16 years in the league is a lot, man. You know, I'm 9 years in the league, and I see the pressure and the ups and downs you go through, and it's never easy, you know. And especially for a guy his stature and how long he's been carrying this league for, and I just know that he just needs that positivity all the time around him, good energy and good vibes, and you know, if I can be that positive energy, just so he can feed off every day, especially when he's having his good or bad days, it's good for us and good for the team. So.
Yeah. Well, speaking of vibes, I mean, is there a way you can put into words the way this team was feeling before Jimmy Butler and the way it feels now?
You know what? I get this question a lot, and I always say no disrespect to guys, because when we were connected earlier, you know, it was not a problem. But, you know, we hit a funk, you know. I think that when we hit that funk was when I think that when J.K. didn't play in that San Antonio game and then in the Brooklyn game and those games, we feel like we should have won if J.K. was there. But, like, you know, we had a great vibe. And sometimes games where that takes your vibe away from you.
Mm.
And after that, we have never recovered from that. You know, we lost 5 in a row. And then after that, we win one. Lose one, then lose two, then win one. You know, we couldn't get out of that rut. You know, we're trying to find our balance. You know, Steve is trying to figure that, get that energy, that vibe go back, but we couldn't get that back. You know, and I was always up and down, win one, win two, lose three. Couldn't find that consistency we had. You know, it was just tough, you know, and as a coach, he's trying to find it. And everybody, and after that, as players, we tend to press more because we know that we have it. And it was a team that it's not that we didn't like each other. We loved being around each other.
Yeah.
It was just, like, you can ask all the guys, we love being around each other. And we couldn't get that connectivity back. I don't know why, but I felt like we lost it when JK went out early in the season. But then when Jimmy came, you know, he just be able to connect everybody together and settle everybody down. You know, Steph was, you can tell he's got a lot of offensive toll on his body. You know, he's trying to do it, and then Draymond is like, yo, we gotta figure out how you can do it, you know. And they've been through the fire a lot, you know. They're trying to figure it out, but they couldn't do it. But I think Jimmy was there to settle us down and get us back to collective group, back in one accord, and now we're able to balance it out. And like I say, the other day, he connect on both ends, offense and defense. You know, he's a talker like Draymond. He's in the right spots. He's been through the fire. He knows how to win, you know. And just adding a guy like that at his stature, you know, just balance the team out and calm us down. And you know, he's gonna take it day by day, game by game, possession by possession, and try to get up in the standings.
I love that. And let me ask you this, buddy. Why does it seem like, and I'm looking at you, you know, on the games, on the TV, you're always smiling. smiling, right? Why does it seem like so many players love playing for this organization? And if that's so important, why don't you play in other teams? Why don't we see that more throughout the league?
You know, I just think that it's taught from the head, which is Steve. Steve just brings everybody together. And, you know, you got to have guys, like, great coaching staff around you, too. And I know I've been in a lot of situations where I've never seen a situation like this in my life. And, I think Steve does a good job just connecting with guys, man. And Steve would text me and say, hey, you started tonight. Let it rip, you know. And he'd call me and text me and say, hey, you're not starting tonight. It's nothing to do with you. I'm just going some different way, you know. You're still going to play your minutes, you know. Like, some coaches would tell you, like, 30 minutes before the meeting. And like, I said, oh, well, you know. But Steve does a good job connecting with the guys. And always positive, you know, and always have the right attitude, always the right thing to say. And he doesn't make you stray away from yourself or feel like you're outside the team. He always makes everybody feel like a part of the team. And even when the guys was traded, man, it was a rough day for him, especially guys like Wiggs and Kyle and like Dennis, you know, they were there, but like especially with Wiggs, you know, like it was emotional in the locker room because I was even more emotional because I wish it was me that got traded because Wiggs did so much for the franchise, you know, and I forgot that. I hate to see, you know, go like that, you know, because he's done so much for this franchise. And I said, man, I wish that was me because he's put his mark on this franchise. And, like, I know how much he meant to this franchise and this city of San Fran. And, I mean, it was just, like I said, Steve just know how to get his words across for the team. And that's why he's a great leader. And that's why he's here. And he just did a good job. And just playing for a franchise like this, you know, man, I think just bring the joy out of you, you know, and it's fun.
When Draymond predicted you guys were going to win a title, what went through your mind, and you believe him?
I mean, you got to believe him. Of course you do. You got to believe him. Like, you know, they know what it takes to win. You know, I'm here to learn how to win. You know, and like I always tell them, every time somebody played Golden State Warriors, and even I was on the other side, I'm going to go, I'm wearing my best fit. I'm coming here because what they have done in the past, you know, and they know how to win, and he feels it, and he know what it takes to win, and we just got to follow him and Steph lead and Jimmy lead and Coach lead and put the pieces together, and when that day comes, maybe we got to go to battle day by day, and I think we'll be ready.
Now, you're known for shooting. You can shoot with the best of them, but, buddy, I'm watching you on the defensive end, regardless if the shot's falling or not. Right. It sounds like that's a mandate from Draymond, because I'm seeing it with your younger players as well, but you're scrapping on D.
Yeah, you know, he's always talking to us. You know, he's that voice in the back, that coach in the back that you always you wish you had every possession.
Sometimes we hear him.
He talks a lot. He overtalks, but that's Draymond. You know, that's why he's a defensive. That's why he's all-world defensive. You know, that's why he's one of the best defensive players that ever played his game, you know, and he's just that vocal, and I see why he's that good. You know, people don't see why he's that good. I see the stuff he cleans up that nobody can't clean up, you know, and he's 6'7", 6'6", but long arms, and the way he talks, the way he communicates, the way he moves, laterally, and he's twitchy. Man, I've never seen an athlete like that, you know. He doesn't look like the best athlete in the world, but, like, he gets there,
right.
You know, and he figures out. He just has that heart and that will and that desire, like, I'm getting a stop, and that's why they're champions for four times, you know, and you see why they win so much is because everybody talks about Steph, but it's the reason why he's the only one still here.
Right.
Because he does a lot for them.
What's this team going to have to even get better at to make a run in the postseason?
No, even though we're showing signs of getting better, since Jimmy came, we got to stay locked in, stay humble, keep working. Turnovers, no turnovers, no live ball turnovers. I feel like once we have eliminate live ball turnovers, taking care of basketball, and not just come down to making plays. You know, the shots come here and there, missing shots come here and there, but like just making the right read and playing together and connecting on both ends. You know, and I feel like I say these guys have been through the fire, and guys like me as a role player, you just gotta follow their lead, and when the opportunity comes to like swing or pick a shot, just focus and lock in, and just play your role at a high level.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
we got a bunch of guys
keep
coming in. We really appreciate your
love,
time.
Love, respect. Thank you.
Good luck for the rest
love.
Of the
Take
season.
Y'all be good.
And that's Buddy Hield, ladies and gentlemen. Big part of this team.
Man.
When he makes shots, this team's a lot better. Buddy Hield.
He said he wished he would have been the one traded.
It's in a selfless way.
Wow.
Like
that floored me, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Wow.
What that tells me
30.
Is
30.
30.
Like Steph.
Oh, Steph's coming.
Yeah.
Okay, Steph Curry's coming.
All right, Steph Curry's coming.
The chef.
Steph Curry's coming. That's all you got to say.
All right.
Hey, look, this is when you do these live remotes, things happen. And
I thought he meant 30 seconds.
Nah, number 30.
Yeah, there he is.
Is entering the building, Steph Curry.
Yes, sir.
Steph, how you doing, man? Good to see you. What's going on? Thank you so much for joining us. And how's it going, man?
It's going great. Can y'all hear me? Can hear it myself. There we go. Yeah, it's going great. Just finished a great professional practice.
What's happening?
Just discipline, details, short and sweet. And we're trying to keep the vibes going. Winds are nice, but you still know we're still trying to get better, put things together. And welcome JK back tomorrow. Should be fun.
I mean, is it fair to say what we've all seen is real, that Jimmy getting here has energized you and Draymond and the whole team and has made you more of a believer that you could do something special this year?
That's what the trade signified when we did it, and you still have uncertainty whether it's going to work or not, but it puts everybody on edge. It gives you a sense of urgency to, figure out what it looks like on the court on both ends. I think from the jump, obviously our record shows the new life that we have and how good Jimmy is and how good of a fit it is. But I think we're patient enough to know we have a long way to go. And so the building blocks from where we were pre-trade to where we are now, I like where we're at. I think we're all, like you said, energized and rejuvenated and optimistic that we can compete with anybody. But, you know, we have whatever, 18, 19 games left. We just want to solidify a playoff series, and that's it.
Right. The chef, Steph, just I'm so happy for you and the fans and the team, because I remember you at the one of the post-game press conferences, and you're my barometer. I was like, man.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.